Shared growth, shared success is more than a motto at Mid-Kansas Co-op. It's the foundation for agronomists to work with their growers, providing services like their Optimal Acre program despite the struggling farm economy. While they might be a bit behind the I-States, hear how they're using ag tech to adapt and advance forward. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host of the Ag Pro Podcast. Before we start the conversation, I just want to take the time to thank you for listening and to give you a chance in shaping the podcast. If you have an ag retail related topic you'd like me to cover, reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is at ashd926, or you can send me an email at adavenport@farmjournal.com. Joining me this morning on the Ag Pro Podcast, I'm talking to Troy Walker. He is the Agronomy Field Sales Manager for Mid-Kansas Co-op in Mound Ridge, Kansas. Troy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
So talk a little bit about what you do as the Agronomy Field Sales Manager.
Yep. So my time is split between managing part of our agronomy sales team that does crop protection and fertilizer and seed, the normal things that agronomy or cooperative sellers do. And then the other part of my time is spent managing our precision ag department and all of our efforts around that.
I was on your website doing a little research on what MKC is doing, and I found something interesting, the Optimal Acre program. So can you talk a little bit about this program and what makes it affordable for growers to use?
Sure, absolutely. So our Optimal Acre program, we've started about 2 years ago. Now, before that, we've been doing soil sampling and lots of different things to try to service the needs of growers. But one of the things we were concerned when we were running into was just the fact that particularly with lower commodity prices and the depressed farm economy, that people who may want to make the investment in doing grid sampling and the subsequent variable rate fertilizer recommendations and all the benefits that go with that, were finding the initial upfront cost of doing that more than they could handle in 1 year. So we said, hey, at MKC, we believe in shared growth, shared success. And we thought, hey, if we can share that upfront initial investment with the grower and spread that out over 4 years, then we would be able to drive some more adoption and get more people enrolled in making these, good decisions with variable rate scripting and soil sampling. And we've seen that. We've seen that work. So, last year we had probably twice our annual volume of soil sampling and recommendations done, and then we're continuing on a good path again this year. So lots of opportunity to grow here in Kansas. I would say, we're maybe a little bit behind some of the I-States and other parts of the country as far as, the adoption of precision or variable rate technology and specifically. But we're coming along, and the advantage of being a little bit further behind is we don't have to learn everything on the way. We just have to adopt it and drive forward. And I think that's largely what we've done with our Optimal Acre program.
And that's so exciting for you too, Troy, to see these farmers take on the Optimal Acre program, and you're able to help them with their ROI and different things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really do believe it is more than just a tagline, shared growth, shared success. And we really believe in the value of this. I think, Optimal Acre and what we're doing with the soil sampling and the recommendations is one of the things out there that really, truly can benefit absolutely every grower. I have not met a grower yet, whether you have really good fertility or really bad fertility in your soils, that will not benefit from this type of technology and using a program like Optimal Acre. It's good. It is really, truly good for everybody.
That's fantastic. So, Troy, using the Optimal Acre program, how are you working with farmers to develop their goals and plan for the future?
Yeah, so planning certainly a key part of it, being that it's a four-year program. Like I said, a lot of our folks haven't, we've been all over the board, I guess, as far as fertility management. You always have some growers that do a really great job and have been managing it I guess maybe even aggressively. And then there's others who've, either just fallen behind, not realizing that crop removal values in 200 bushel corn and 60 bushel beans is a lot different than it was in 100 bushel corn and 30 bushel beans. And so they haven't modernized some of their rates and so forth. But it really just gives us a great opportunity to sit down and have a discussion over where do they want to go. Really today, the big question is what can, fit in the budget. With a program like Optimal Acre and the tools we use, the software programs we use, we actually use Fieldalytics by EFC. Making adjustments to fit a grower's budget is very, very manageable, very doable. So it may take a little bit longer to get where you want to go if you're, really behind in a fertility program. But certainly we can make that happen. And it's a great opportunity for us to partner with a grower, not just for a one-year deal, but for the long run.
That's exciting that you're committed to that grower to help them, like you said, even if they are running a little bit behind, but to keep them on track with the rest of the I states, right?
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, the balance between yield and budget, I mean, with the end goal has to be profitability. So we try to drive that conversation a little bit further, and I'd say it's a work in progress for sure, but getting every grower to understand that cost per unit of production, right? Just growing 200 bushel corn but losing on every bushel I make isn't a benefit for us either. So we've got to find that balance between what's the adequate fertility, what are the other inputs that I need to do, and what can I expect to grow, and what's my overall profitability. But it allows us to have a really great conversation. One of the other things MKC does is work with growers on grain marketing and things like that. So, it's a holistic conversation when we can talk about what your fertility plan is, what's your cropping plan for this year and next year, and then what marketing opportunities do you have to tie to that. We've found great success. I mean, if you follow the market regularly at all, you'll understand that a lot of times our opportunity or some of our greatest opportunities in the market are beyond 12 months out. And we've locked in some 2020 wheat in this part of the world already. And if we can tie that to what we're doing on the fertility side, then we can lock in potential profits, a year in advance. So I think, if you adopt what we're trying to do more holistically, then it can really lower and reduce the stress for our producers. That concern that, they won't be profitable. And, everybody's wanting to make the farm last for the next generation, and that's terrific. And we really believe we can help do that through the Optimal Acre program and then some of the other tools we use, like I mentioned, grain marketing and fertilizer contracts and so forth.
Now, Troy, before we started, you brought up field forecasting. What is that?
Yep, absolutely. So we're really excited about the field forecasting tool. It is from the Winfield United, kind of a extension of the R7 platform and so forth. But field forecasting, this will be our second year in real earnest effort around it. And it's really an advanced crop modeling system. Now, where I think it differs from a lot of other crop models is that it uses in-season tissue sampling to true up the model. So it's not just an algorithm. I mean, it is an algorithm, right? But that algorithm has some checks on it during the season. There are several companies and different groups out there that have particularly nitrogen models. I believe the field forecasting tool is the only one that has a potassium model. But we're primarily using it both for the nitrogen and also for water. We run into a fair bit of irrigated acres in our part of the country. And just like fertility, I think there's some mindsets around irrigation that may not be matched with some of the modern information and science that we know today, right? Like when to start watering and things like that, coupled with the fact that we have water allocations here. So if we have this tool, this model that can help, give us an idea of when's the appropriate time to water or when's the appropriate time to put on nitrogen, then we're seeing a lot of benefits from that. And it's really neat to see it change from season to season. One season it'll tell you, you're going to need your nitrogen later in the season. And another one, it'll say, no, all the nitrogen really needs to be up front. And I think, you know, I'm not the expert. I didn't write the code or the equation on it, but, you know, it's taken into, in long-term forecast, real climate type data, to give an idea of where, you know, the rainfall and the moisture is going to come and consequently where the demand from the plants, both soybeans and corn, when they're going to need that nitrogen the most. I mean, we know it's in grand growth stage, right? But we also know that the temperature and the amount of water and precipitation and all of that moving through the system can really affect the availability of the nitrogen, and the tools giving us some ideas of when we can put it on and when we can do it profitably. Again, we love the tool, large part, in fact, that it helps us make profitable decisions. We can make a lot of decisions, but if they're not profitable, then there's really no point in doing them at all. So the tool has been really great for that. And in our country, you know, about half of our acres go to wheat every year. So we're on the leading edge with piloting the wheat model for FFT, field forecasting tools. We're excited to get into that. We think, you know, it's a lot easier to drive over wheat mid-season and put on some more nitrogen than it is for corn. Particularly out here, we don't have a whole lot of, you know, side dress rigs and that type, at least not in our territory. But wheat, we think we can make a real difference, and we're glad to be partnered with Winfield United and FFT to make that happen.
That's exciting. So, Troy, what is the area that you cover?
Yep. So we're, you know, we always say we're in South Central Kansas. So we stretch from roughly Oklahoma right through Wichita up to Salina. So right kind of through the middle of Kansas. I always say we're kind of on the transition between where you can grow corn, dry land, and where you can't. The eastern side of our territory does pretty well growing dry land corn. The western side of our territory, it gets a little dicier, and you're going to need some irrigation. But we stretch there. We actually also stretch down I-70 corridor through Abilene and over to Manhattan. So we cover a pretty good geography. There's like 16 core counties in Kansas that we touch, and 23 counties if you include some of the, you know, ones we're just in a little bit. So big geography. You know, we cover it with a fairly trim staff, but that's the value of technology. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of us to execute some of this stuff.
Right.
Now, other things like where you're doing a lot of tissue sampling and you're having a lot of good conversations about what's the plan, and, you know, that definitely takes a little more people power. But those are valuable conversations, and growers are seeing a lot of benefit from that kind of conversation as well.
Going back to the main point of our conversation, sure. All of these tools that you offer at MKC, they're making growers' jobs a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the other tool I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up is we are using Climate, FieldView Climate, and that's been really helpful to us. And it enables us to have really good conversations with growers about decisions that they're making. And some of those are, you know, what we're doing with FFT. If we said put on nitrogen or not put on nitrogen, or, you know, not monitoring fertility year over year. You know, lime is the biggest one that anybody, back to Optimal Acre, that anybody can get a benefit from, right? You know, variable rate lime application will more than pay for the cost of most fertility programs in 1 or 2 years, for sure. But being able to use, you know, Climate to have a discussion with a grower and say, yeah, it looks, you know, our yield is better than it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And all of that, you know, that data layer is really been key to helping us have those continued successful conversations and continued success in growing the program, you know, making sure we're in the right direction.
Troy, one more question. Spring planting, sure. It's here, or it will soon be here. How are you getting prepared for that?
Yeah, well, so again, we're trying to make sure as many of our growers as possible have the ability to log their planting data. Again, that's going to help us make more profitable decisions, whether it's later in this season or going into future seasons. So working closely with our growers and Climate Also getting growers signed up for field forecasting tools, so we're ready, because everything happens really fast here. You know, we start planting and then we start harvesting wheat and then we go back to planting again. So it all happens quick. It'll be probably pretty stressful for a lot of folks this season. You know, a lot of things that no different than anywhere else in the country, I don't think. A lot of things we wanted to get done this fall didn't really get done because of the weather. And so we've got a pretty good crunch coming this spring. But, you know, we're trying to plan ahead. I think that's the best thing that anybody can do, whether you're an organization, a retailer, whether you're an individual farmer. You just got to plan ahead. You got to have a plan and work that plan and execute it the best you can and understand that things will change and things will happen. But if you have a plan, you're going to be a lot more successful than those that don't. I know we've all worked with growers that have plans and growers that don't have plans. And it's amazing to see, you know, who now is being successful, whether that's just planning or a marketing plan or, you know, a succession plan, how your farm and operation is going to grow. The value of planning, whether it's short-term or long-term, I believe is the biggest thing we can do to be successful both this spring and moving forward.
Absolutely. Have a plan. Well, Troy, if somebody wants to get connected with you or Mid-Kansas Co-op, how do they do that?
Yep, absolutely. So like you mentioned, we have a website. We're, of course, we're out there on social media. I think almost every form of social media that is available, we're out there. Certainly you can send us an email. My email would be twalker@mkcoop.com. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about what we're doing out here and how they can either implement it on their farm through us or in their own organization or however. I mean, the programs that we're doing, like I said, they benefit anybody, anywhere, and I strongly and firmly believe in that.
Awesome. Well, I have been talking with Troy Walker. He is the Agronomy Field Sales Manager with Mid-Kansas Co-op, and he's located out of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Troy, thank you again for talking with me today.
Ashley, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Next Wednesday, I'll have a new episode to drop on the AgriTalk app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And again, if you have an ag retail related topic you'd like me to cover, send me a tweet at ashd926 or an email adavenport@farmjournal.com. Until next week, stay safe.